All right, we get started. We're here this morning with William Stabler, RUF. I'm going to let you kind of explain to us your new role there. It's not really as new as it used to be, but how y'all partnered with MGW and let us know what's been going on.
So yeah, my role, if I could kind of summarize it into two different things, is helping establish excellent mission trip opportunities for our stateside staff and students in RUF, and then kind of promoting and advertising those opportunities within RUF. And so, partnering, like Julie said, with MTW to do that. So RUF is not a sending agency, and our denomination already has one. So we're thinking about how do we work together in the PCA to, mobilize the next generation of missionaries. And so we're establishing partnerships with a lot of MTW teams and thinking, working with missionaries who are really bought in on the vision of short-term missions, where you're gonna pour into and disciple trip participants that come over and spend either spring break with you or a summer with you. Primarily what we're focusing on is like a spring break trip for a campus or summer internship for a student. And so yeah, we encourage when we're establishing these kind of partnerships and making these relationships with missionaries, we then encourage our RUF staff and students to go on these opportunities to go as a learner, go and have the posture of one who's coming in to learn the cultural context, to realize that you are new there, and before you do anything, you need to learn the context and learn about not just that, but what God is doing. Learn about what God is doing through the church in that area of the world. Get a bigger picture for the church and realize that God is at work all around the world, not only in your context. And so yeah, and it's been really cool seeing all these different relationships and seeing students and campus ministers come back from these kind of trips. And they always say, like, it wasn't just the the work that we did get to do. It was the relationships with the missionaries. It was the way that they helped me process through my own personal calling. It was the way that they helped me, they kind of walked with me through being in another culture and doing ministry in another culture and what that looked like. And so yeah, it's been really cool to see that. And so those are the kind of opportunities that we're wanting to establish for our people in the States. And then the other half of that is, trying to advertise and market these things. And there's really no substitute to showing up and being in person to do that. So that's we focus on trying to get to RUF large groups and just say, like, hey, these are the opportunities you have. This is what they're like. This is what's happening. Being at fall conferences where you've got a lot of campuses together, being at a bunch of RUF events like summer conference, like June orientation, like July training, just kind of trying to be at everything. So this, sort of becomes ingrained into the rhythm of RUF, into the life of RUF, and we kind of see missions built more into the DNA of who we are and what we do. So yeah, that would kind of be my summary of what's been going on and what we're working on.
So you mentioned that right now are you meeting with or talking to every single RUF leader? Is that part of your role now? That seems a little daunting. How many are they? How many are there?
Yeah, there's like 150. It's a little daunting. So yeah, part of the role too is just to be a resource to campus ministers. I think, for if they have a student who says, I'm interested in missions, where should I start? And to be there for that campus minister who maybe says, I know MTW is our missions agency, but I'm not sure how to start other than that. And so to be able to talk to those interested students and give them a little more detail and be able to pass them on to MTW or to Additionally, to let them know, like, we have a lot of, I think, campus ministers who are interested in a spring break trip, but don't really know where to start there. That's a very, very daunting thing for them, especially a campus minister who's never done a spring break trip as a campus minister. It's very daunting to think about, you know, where do I go? How do I know that this is a good trip? How do I get my students, to go? How do I help them fundraise? That kind of thing. So, that's part of these phone calls with campus ministers, establishing that relationship, letting them know, you know, who I am, what the role is, and, you know, here to be a resource for them.
What kind of feedback are you hearing from these campus ministers, you know, that it's new to them, I guess? I mean, you know, so what are you hearing from them?
Yeah, I mean, pretty positive, honestly. I think, you know, there's always a variety of people who are, like, more excited than others, for sure. But, I mean, in general, it's been very positive. I think, you know, the RUF's formational goals that we want to see our students formed in, there's four. Christian world and life view, I think campus ministers feel pretty equipped in that. Fellowship and service, I think campus ministers feel equipped in that. Growth and grace, you know, like, we're the PCA, so we're pretty good at that. But the fourth is evangelism and missions, and I think that's where people feel less equipped, and especially when it comes to missions. And so campus ministers, I think, have, you know, said, like, it's part of RUF's philosophy of ministry that we want to see our students grow in love for missions. But again, there's been that kind of, like, well, how do we do that? And so all this to say, to answer your question, I think people are pretty appreciative, and I think people say, I'm glad RUF, like, kind of institutionalizing this and, you know, making hires like this, because this is something that we want to do, but folks have not been as, you know, there's not really know how to. And so I think the campus minister feedback has been really good, because, like, we're, you know, we're glad to see RUF kind of filling some of these needs on the missions front, because it's something we've talked about, but, you know, it's good to see us finally doing.
Well, have y'all gotten settled in Birmingham, and how's Dorothy's job?
Yeah, I think we're finally feeling settled. We like, right after we moved here, we had some travel, which was really fun, but we're, I think, kind of ready now to settle in, and I feel like we're getting into a rhythm. And her job's going well. I think it's obviously really fun to be here with Mr. Mack. It's been really great. I was up at the church yesterday and just popped into his office. Really sweet. It's kind of funny. We're both in new roles that have never existed, and so trying to figure it out. But I think just day by day, we're both kind of getting there. And I think she kind of turned a corner in the last week or two of feeling more settled, seeing more, like, structure come into it, more of just, like, a rhythm to it, and kind of getting the ropes of the rhythm of a new job. It's going well.
Do you have any trips planned? I know you went to see a couple of different missionaries that might, you know, be part of your, you know, sending places. Do you have any trips planned coming up?
In the fall, probably just visiting a fall conference or two. I think I need to get my account to, like, a certain point before I can start doing, like, overseas and more expensive trips. So my account's pretty healthy right now, but want to see it get to, you know, thinking, like, long term, see it get to a certain point before I start doing that. But yeah, I think the spring will be, you know, when that picks up, we'll probably be doing, visits to different spring break sites, see how those trips are going, because this is kind of the first year that we've done spring break trips that we're trying to, like, promote, help logistically with our campus ministers. And so we'll probably get to some of those to see, like, how are these running, what was the campus minister's experience, what are the students' experiences, and see what we need to tweak for next year.
All right. Y'all have any questions? Got a lot of people around the table with us this morning listening to you.
Well, I'm William, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mr. Bell. How are you?
I talked to Stone, and he said he was going to try to catch up with you. I hope he does. Hey, how's your mom doing?
She's doing well. She was up here this weekend for Mr. Mack's installation up here. And y'all know her. She's extremely busy. She's still got the chops, and so she likes to work. Yeah, she's doing pretty well. We need to get down to Montgomery now that we're so close. But thank you for asking. She's doing well.
Both of your sisters in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them.
Anybody else have questions for
one? Yeah. William, yeah, Tom Danielson here, William. Are there particular destinations that either MTW wants to promote with what you're doing, or that you're finding that the RUF folks want to go to?
Not necessarily. Well, I will say I think the most probably momentum I've seen in terms of like MTW teams reaching out to me is probably in Asia. Had a couple teams in Asia reach out, which is cool to see. Like right after this, I'm hopping on a call with missionaries in Taiwan. Teams in Japan have reached out. And so there probably is a lot of momentum in Asia. And then in terms of thinking beyond just like setting up trips, like I'm doing kind of what more of what my boss does is starting actual RUF Global Campus Ministries. The way it kind of works is he starts those, and then I come along after and say, now how can we get our people involved in that? There's a ton of momentum in the UK right now through the UK partnership. If you're familiar with that, they've brought RUF into that. And there's a lot of momentum in Chester, in London. Trying to think of other places. Yeah, there's a couple places. Sydney, Australia just became an official RUF Global. There's a campus ministry there. Like I said, in Asia, there's a couple different places. Taiwan, there'll probably be an RUF there in a few years. Honestly, it's pretty cool. Like all over the globe. Africa, I just spoke to, was on time with missionaries in South Africa, Zimbabwe. And they've kind of got campus ministry efforts going. Are really excited to continue to talk to RUF and establish an RUF. So, I mean, honestly, that was a long way to say all over the globe, honestly, which is pretty cool.
And didn't you go somewhere down in South America?
Yes. So I did a couple of trips there last year. Went to El Salvador, and that was to work with – there's a new MTW team in El Salvador. And so went to visit them. So they've been matched up with the RUF at Tennessee Tech for a spring break trip. And so now Tennessee Tech will go there, yearly or every other year for a spring break trip. And so I went down there and we were kind of planning that to ask, like, how can we do this in a way where it's, reproducible in other sites? And then Bogota as well. I guess that was a year ago from this summer, but that was Bogota is where MTW does a lot of like basically MTW led training for internships. And so I went down there to kind of see that, be a part of it, meet some of their teams. Those are kind of the two big South American sites.
Yeah. The one that was coming to my mind is Athens. As we've had a good partnership with church there, and I can't remember if there's an RUF there. Global or not, but I know there've been trips there.
I know Georgia, the RUF of Georgia used to go there a lot. And I had reached out to them and they said not this year, but that's one that I'm continuing to keep on the radar because I know RUF groups have done trips there in the past.
So William, is your goal to try to match up different college campuses to like almost adopt like a country or a city Or is that just like, if that happens, great, but that's not the end goal. Like, well, I guess kind of talk about that.
Yeah. I think that would be the goal, or that is the goal, thinking about spring break. So the way that MTW does their summer internships is like each site that does one is wide open, so that like one student from Alabama, one student from Auburn, one student from Ole Miss, like could all come to one site. Whereas like spring break is trips or campus specific. Right. And so the goal there would be to do what you're saying of kind of match up. Like I said, the a team in San Salvador and Tennessee Tech RUF to see them matched up so they can kind of like, you know, establish like a real partnership. The MTW team and campus minister can really get to know one another. The students, you know, it just develops momentum within a group when you have that like partnership and kind of adoption, like you said, Michael, of, you know, of a team or of an area of the world. And so I think for spring break, that's the goal. Summer internships are structured a little differently, but I kind of wanted to see that happen. But then I understood how the summer internships are structured. So I snuck it in the spring break.
Nice.
Do you see anything kind of like what you did with Crew in a longer sense, you know, maybe after college, kind of helping them plug in for a year long or something like that?
Yeah. So this past year, we kind of had our first round of students that did like a spring break trip or summer internship come back and had a couple who expressed interest in that. And so kind of seeing that pipeline of a student goes on a short-term trip and then they're thinking like, you know, could I go back for like a year or two after college? And then, you know, Lord willing, we'd be there for a year or two after college and then we go back long-term. And so starting to see that the RUF in Hawaii did a spring break trip to Tokyo. And they have a student there that we're following up with, and she's kind of asking, like, what would it look like for me to, you know, to go and intern here for a year or two after I graduate. And then same, we had a student from Oklahoma State was in London working with kind of Middle Eastern peoples, and she did that for a couple summers and is now looking at different options to go back for 1 to 2 years. So it's cool. We're kind of seeing that first, you know, in a very small numbers, but still seeing that first little like picture of that pipeline of short term to long term. And so that's, I think, encouraging to get more students on these short term trips that, you know, we're seeing them, you know, other folks come back and be like, you know, that was really helpful for me to think about how to live more faithfully in the States, or, you know, how could I think about going back for longer?
I think maybe William and Daniel had a question, but they popped back off. Oh, here they come. You have a question, William?
Yes. So how should I say other William? The other William, what is your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
That is the best question anyone's asked me on this call. I am a huge brown sugar cinnamon guy.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, like, I'm more of a s'more.
No, you like cinnamon.
S'mores is wonderful as well. Thank you.
Those are always the best questions.
Anybody else around the table?
No? William, I snuck in a little late. Good to see you, by the way. You mentioned briefly about your funding. How has that gone, and where are you, and have you hit where you need to be or want to be? Or?
Yeah. You know, Lord's been faithful day by day, a little more coming in. And I'm at the point now where my account is positive. It is, you know, staying, you know, a couple $1,000s positive every month, which is great. It kind of, for the past few months, it's been like a little negative, it's about even, and so now we're getting to the point where I'm able to kind of save, so to say, in my account, so that I'm, you know, not dipping down. And I think kind of based on the way it's going now, it's looking like I'd be able to, well, Boston and I talked about would be to kind of not travel as much in the fall semester to get my account to where it needs, like really needs to be. And then in the spring, you know, hopefully Lord willing, it'd be healthy enough to start really reimbursing some expenses out of it. So it's kind of weird because my position is new in RUF. And so there's not like, as much of like an account policy like there is for campus ministers or things like that. Like everything's just like set up different for me because they're like, we're just creating this job for you. And so they're, you know, we're just wanting to be cautious and make sure that I'm, you know, I'm taking a long-term approach and say, let's get your account pretty healthy, before we start expensing things, but it's on that way. So I appreciate you asking.
Okay, following up on that, like, I know, you know, Daniel has his boss that's, like, you know, Britain. Who is mm-hmm. yours, like, how's that going for you since it's different?
Yeah, my boss is the director of RUF Global and International. His name's Chad Brewer. He's in Irvine, California. He was the campus minister. His kind of gift is starting things. That's his personality and gifting. So he started like three different RUFs. And the last one he started was, at UC Irvine. And then once they offered him this role of director of RUF Global and International. And at that point, I think his kids were in like middle school. And so they were enjoying it in Irvine. So they stayed there. So. Yeah, he is in Irvine. And then just to give you an idea of the team, the RUF Global Administrative Assistant, she's also in Irvine. So Chad, they go to the same church. And then there's another, part-time staff who's a former RUF intern in Bogota. And now she's doing like some seminary classes. She lives in Boise. And she does a lot of like our student follow up and that kind of thing. And then we just hired, so Britain, like you said, is an area coordinator. Michael, we hired a, area coordinator, another one for RUF Global and International specifically. And so he's over, you know, a couple RUF Globals and then some RUF Internationals on the East Coast. He's based out of Virginia. So, yeah, the team's kind of growing. Chad is all of our boss, but we've started to kind of have team Zoom calls and you can kind of see the team progressing. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I knew it was new, so I just didn't know like how it works.
Yeah, it's a little different, but we're all working directly with the coordinator for Global and International rather than just like an area coordinator like Daniel and other campus ministers are.
Right.
Okay. I guess we can move to a time of prayer. Besides the things you sent us, is there anything else that we can be praying for?
Not off the top of my head, other than those couple things. I think those were kind of the big ones that I thought of.
Okay. All right, well, Bubba, if you could open up and Tom will close, and anybody who wants to pray, feel free.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning to be able to talk to William, and Lord, I'm excited about what he's doing and ready to think of William, who came through our church and went out to the mission field and then came back and been to seminary, and now we're going to work with the denomination to get more people involved, an opportunity to do this. So I just pray that you would give him wisdom as he starts up this new activity, working with all the different agencies within our denomination and then reaching out to all the students that are in so many RUF groups around this country, and the RUF International, and then the Global, and Lord, I get used with it, but you know about all of it. And I thank you that William is there and he will be a part of leading that. And I just thank you for all the young people that we hear about are so involved. And then the young people here at our church that are sitting in right now, that we can raise up a new group of young people that are excited about missions and seeing the gospel go forward. So what an encouragement, what an exciting time to see this happen. So I pray you'll be with William and Dorothy there. And Birmingham is a settle in, and both of their new jobs and a new church and a relationship again with Clover there, so that you would encourage them in what's going on in Birmingham. But Lord, I pray that he would get the support he needs. I thank you that he's got enough support right now, but he can raise the additional support that would give him the freedom to travel more. To, his people are scattered out around the world, so it's a little more expensive to do that, but he would have the support that would not restrict him from doing that, what he wants to do. So I just thank you for this morning to hear about what's going on in his life and in the ministry. And Lord, just an exciting time. And I praise you and thank you for that in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, as I lift up William and Dorothy as they've been called to the mission field, they're just so thankful for him and his energy and his love for you and his love for missions to want to further your kingdom. The Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20 says, go make disciples. And that's what William is doing. So please give him the courage, the energy, and just the love for you to keep going and to continue spreading your word and showing your love to everyone that he comes across. In your name we pray.
Lord, we thank you for time with William. We thank you for his servant's heart, Lord, and he and Dorothy being settled in Birmingham. I just ask that you continue to bless this new role and this ministry, Lord, and take the students here and send them out all over the world, Lord. We just will go with them and be able to spread the gospel to all the nations. In Christ's name.
Father, I thank you for these opportunities that in college campus to send out people that are interested in missions, get them excited about the possibility of doing that on a part-time or full-time basis, and to grow the mission field through MTW and where it is located all throughout the globe. Mm-hmm. We thank you that we can send these young people and get them exposed to spreading the gospel and what that looks like around the world. It looks so much different than it looks here. And they can get an excitement for taking the gospel to the ends of the earth and to unreached people groups and people that don't think of you. Thank you for William, and we feel and ask that you just continue to bless him, and that eventually you would bring more funds in to build his account up so he can travel and meet and go with people around the world and build these relationships. We ask this in Christ.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time. I certainly agree with these prayers. We pray that you would continue to bless William's efforts in building these partnerships between campus ministries and places around the world where college students can plug in, whether it's for a few days or a week or a year, that you would continue to use this to build your kingdom, to expand the reach of your church to every tribe and tongue and nation. We pray for faithfulness on the part of those here in this room, of Trinity Church, and certainly for these campus ministries. And I pray that you would continue to use William as a resource for the campus ministers as he promotes these partnerships that we've been talking about. I'm reminded that many of the global missionary movements have been led by college students and young folks. And Father, pray that this would, that would be true of this effort that William's a part of. Pray for Dorothy as well as she plugs into her job and gets settled there in the routine. Pray that you would provide the support they need to function and to completely fill the role. I pray that you would be honored through this, and that for each of us here today, that we would glorify you in our own efforts as well. All these things we ask in Christ's name.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Tell Dorothy we missed her.
I will. Thank y'all so much for this.
Thank you, William.
Happy belated birthday.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all for this. Very interesting.